From Spark and Anvil and Geometry Forge, this is Madame Polygon in Chapter 1 of the Geometry Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Madame Polygon is the spokesperson of the Polygon Council. This title, when you first hear it, sounds slightly absurd. The Polygon Council, after all, is a council of shapes. Shapes do not ordinarily hold meetings. Shapes do not ordinarily send spokespeople. Shapes do not ordinarily have governments or town councils. Yet the Polygon Council, nestled in the kingdom's eastern hills, has been holding meetings for as long as anyone can remember. The council gathers in the town hall of Tessellation, a village unlike any other. Locals say polygons, not people, laid out Tessellation. Every street forms the side of a regular polygon. Each building's walls also follow these precise, multi-sided shapes. The market square is a perfect regular hexagon. The town hall itself is a grand regular dodecagon. Even the six dovecotes are regular pentagons. The entire village fits together like a giant, intricate tiling. Children who grew up there could identify any regular polygon up to 20 sides. They saw them everywhere. Even at a distance, even at dusk.
Madame Polygon grew up in Tessellation. She was the eldest of three sisters. Her family name was Polygon. Her younger sister, Hexa, specialized in hexagons. Her youngest sister, Octavia, lived in the dodecagon town hall and managed the regional tile shop. Hexa and Octavia do not appear in this story. They make brief cameos in Kit 13. Madame Polygon's given name is Polly. The Academy children eventually learn this, usually after about three kits, and it always delights them. Polly was elected to the Polygon Council when she was 26. The council had needed a spokesperson for several years. Their previous spokesperson, a particularly dignified regular heptagon, had retired. He sought a quiet life of sevenfold symmetry and showed no interest in returning. The council desperately needed someone who could explain regular polygons to the world. Polly was the only choice. She had been speaking on behalf of polygons since she was 7 years old. This was, in Tessellation, not unusual. The village's children grew up with polygons as their constant playmates, yet Polly was, even by Tessellation's high standards, unusually good at it. When she was 7, she could explain to her 4-year-old cousins why a regular pentagon and a regular hexagon could not tile the same plane together. The angles, she'd say, simply do not add up to 360 degrees at the meeting point. When she was 12, she could derive, on a slate, the interior angle formula for any regular n-gon. Interior angle equals n minus 2 times 180 degrees divided by n. She would show her younger cousins how the formula came from cutting the polygon into n minus 2 triangles by drawing diagonals from one vertex. When she was 16, she could explain why a regular tiling of the plane could only use equilateral triangles, squares, or regular hexagons. These are the only regular polygons whose interior angle divides evenly into 360 degrees. She could draw all three tilings on a slate without lifting her chalk.
When the Geometry Forge Academy searched for someone to teach regular polygon properties to children, the Polygon Council unanimously nominated Polly. Polly, who was 27 and had served as the council spokesperson for 1 year, accepted the position. She has been teaching at the Academy for 14 years now. She arrives at the Academy each morning in full council regalia. This is, she always explains to the children, not vanity. It is pedagogical. Her headdress is peacock feathered, with eyes patterned as small regular n-gons. Count them, she invites. There are 9, representing the triangle, square, pentagon, hexagon, heptagon, octagon, nonagon, decagon, and dodecagon. Her gown is paneled in alternating regular polygons. She carries a folded fan that opens with a single flick into a perfect dodecagon. 12 sides. She chose 12 because, she says, dodecagons are underrated. The children love her. They draw her in their notebooks. Sometimes they even try to make polygon fans of their own. In her classroom, Madame Polygon begins every first day lesson with the same announcement. She enters the room. She lays her dodecagon fan carefully on the desk. She turns to face the class. Then she says in her theatrical Polygon Council voice,
"The council convenes. Each polygon has its angles, its symmetry, its place. Today, we begin with the regular triangle. We will work our way up." She then teaches the regular triangle. It has three sides. Its interior angles are 60 degrees. Its exterior angles are 120 degrees. It has threefold rotational symmetry. It also tiles the plane perfectly. She teaches this slowly and ceremoniously. The children, who at first are slightly bemused by the ceremony, gradually learn to enjoy it. By the end of the first lesson, they can identify a regular triangle, square, pentagon, and hexagon by sight. They can also recite the interior angle sum formula. The lessons continue. Madame Polygon moves steadily up the polygon ladder. Pentagon, hexagon, heptagon, octagon. She explains symmetry. She explains tessellation. She shows why some polygons tile the plane and some do not. She is patient. She is dignified. She clearly enjoys her work. When children ask her whether regular polygons are hard, Madame Polygon always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are orderly. A regular polygon is the most orderly shape that has more than three sides. Each one has its number. Each number determines everything else. It sets the interior angle, the exterior angle, the axes of symmetry, whether it tiles. You learn the number. Everything else follows.
She opens her dodecagon fan with a single swift flick. The fan, when fully open, becomes a perfect regular 12-gon. The children always gasp. Madame Polygon, who has performed this fan opening demonstration at the start of every first day lesson for 14 years, still enjoys their gasp. She says in her theatrical voice, 12 sides, interior angles of 150 degrees. It tiles the plane in combination with triangles or squares. 9 axes of symmetry. Well, 12 if you count the rotational ones. She pauses. She lets the children admire the fan's perfect geometry. Then she says, "This is geometry. Polygons are not abstract. They are citizens. Each has its role. We are here to learn the roster." She closes the fan. The lesson begins.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Madame Polygon. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.